Some of the important strategies to overcome this perishability could include your demand forecasting. You will always, you would have always, or you would have already undergone this chapter in terms of economics or some other parameters when you say demand forecasting. Now, demand forecasting in services anyway challenging. It is challenging in both physical good as well as service business because of the uncertainties of the market. It is because of the variations in the market. It is because of the competition in the market. It is because of the overall business environment of the market that demand forecasting is very, very challenging. But when we talk about some of the data management systems, some of the analytical tools which are available in the market, probably if you have a right data and if you are in a position to capture that right data, the likely possibility of demanding or creating a right forecast is possible. And when you talk about creating right forecast, there can be a tolerance there, but if you have a mechanism to create better forecast or improved forecast system, probably the chances of services becoming perishable will be less, and therefore you will have improved productivity or profitability on it. Second important parameter is creative planning for capacity utilization. Now, planning as a concept of management is very, very important. And when we talk about capacity utilization or capacity management, in the service business or be it in the physical good in, business, creativity in planning, creativity in getting the information, creativity in analyzing the information and utilizing the information is very important. Once this is right, this goes right, probably your capacity utilization will be high. Once your capacity utilization is high, your productivity will be high, your resources management will be high, and your overall outcome will be high. Third important parameter becomes your strategies to cope up with the fluctuating demand, which we have already discussed when you talk about demand forecasting. You will have to come up with strategies in terms of your demand management. You would have heard when you talk about supply chain management. Today, supply chain management is also termed as demand chain management. Because it is not your supply chain management alone which is going to help you in managing the customer, but it is a demand which is coming from the customer, probably high or low, but you will have to manage your vendors, you will have to manage your supply chain links so efficiently that, or you will have to design your strategies to manage the supply chain links so efficiently so that this fluctuating demand pattern can be managed more efficiently in the uncertain markets. You will have to devise strong recovery strategies when things go wrong. This is very, very important in the service domain business because what you would have already seen or read in the newspapers that a lot of companies which are going online in terms of business, they are facing some challenges in terms of service failures, service gaps, and in the services, since they are manufactured and consumed simultaneously, the customer is also part of. So the service failures are very much visible to the customer, and therefore the recovery of the services or recovery of the failures of services is even more important. And therefore, there has to be a strategy in place whenever things go wrong. Before customer gets into a complaint mode, can we have a mechanism to get back the service or recover the service or recover the failure from that service and deliver right things to the customer? Focus on competencies and expertise. This we will, in fact, discuss a little later about what is the kind of competencies which are required, what is the kind of skill set which is required, and what is the expertise which are largely required based on the type of business you are doing. Example, IT is, so you probably your skill set in terms of communication ability, in terms of your software management abilities or your computer abilities or computer management abilities. So those skills will be very, very important when you talk about your competencies. Especially when you talk about the services, these competencies and services or the expertise in the services is going to play a major role, or this can be a major differentiator for the service businesses. Next is inseparability, which is one of the another important characteristics of services. It stands for inseparability of production and consumption. So, as I have already shared with you, that when you talk about physical good industry, your production is taking place, say, in Gurgaon. When you say Maruti Udyog Limited, your cars are being manufactured in Gurgaon, and your consuming those cars in Maharashtra or in Kerala or in Tamil Nadu. So production is happening at one place and you are consuming the product in other place. But when you go to a restaurant, when you are going to a restaurant, you are consuming the services being delivered to you is in forms of waiter delivering you a glass of water. So he is manufacturing the service of giving you water and you are consuming his services then and there only. So when it comes to service, probably you will think of that, you know, you place an order for a Domino's pizza. The pizza is getting manufactured in some place and you are consuming it at another place. But there you are actually ordering a physical good and you are consuming the physical good at another place. But when you talk about the service, we are talking about when you go to a doctor, probably your teeth is paining and you want to get rid of the pain. Probably you have to go to the doctor, you have to visit the doctor and doctor will work on you directly. So you have to be a part of it. You are part of manufacturing during that process. So therefore, you know that this inseparability part of the service is again important, and you will have to understand this because you will have to design your service processes once you understand that whether your services are highly inseparable or there is a likely possibility of some system or some process wherein you need not require the customer all the time. Like in example, in case of say cars being serviced, so customer may not be required, but you are still servicing the car of the customer. So possession of the goods is important, or possession is of the customer and you are only servicing the goods of the customer. So all those parameters are important when you talk about inseparability of the services. We have discussed enough now when you talk about services are produced and consumed simultaneously. So I'll not get into the details of it. This indicates that customer has to be present during the service production. So when you talk about service, example haircut, so you have to sit when your hairs are getting cut, or when you talk about the beauty parlors or massage parlors, you have to be there present physically when you are consuming the service also. So some of the examples which I am also showing you here is the hair cutting, wherein you have to be there, the customer has to be there, and the service provider is providing your services, so you are part of. So this cannot be that you are sitting here and your hair is getting cut at home. It's not just possible. And similarly, in case of doctors or healthcare businesses, you have to be there. We have discussed about the inseparability of the services. Some of the challenges which are linked when we talk about the inseparability is the centralized mass production becomes difficult in the services domain. Like we have in the physical goods, we can actually manufacture product at one of the place and then probably distribute it all across the globe or all across the system. But when you talk about the services, mass production becomes extremely difficult because of this characteristics called inseparability. Second important is operations need to be decentralized so that services can be delivered directly to the consumer at the convenient location. As the customers are well informed today, customers have a lot of expectations. It is not possible that customer will always walk into the service provider's location. So it is important that the service provider will have to reach the customer faster, will have to reach the customer with little more efficiency. So we'll have to have a lot of decentralized mechanism for delivering services to the customer. And this is one of the challenges, because the moment you decentralized, there is an impact on the standardization of the services. Though there are a few of the services which I will discuss in the time to come regarding how some of the services are being standardized and how people are trying to, this is purely by virtue of training, by virtue of people development, by virtue of people retention. We will discuss it little later. Next important parameter is, due to this simultaneous production and consumption, the customer involvement is high and it influences the outcome of service transaction. So every time the customer comes to the service system or the service provider reaches the customer, there is some production of services which happens. Now, since this is a simultaneous process where production and consumption happens, the involvement of customer influences the outcome of the transaction. Now, simplest example could be a banking system wherein customer consumes the service at a bank. Probably when you talk about a cashier delivering some money to the customer. So customer produces a check and this system or the cashier gives the money. So every time a new customer is there, or every time the same customer is there, there can be a difference in the outcome of the service transaction, which I mean. So this is again a challenge when you talk about marketing or standardization of the services. The other element is involvement of other customers in the production processes, which is important. And since customers are involved, they have an opportunity to influence the service outcome. And if the customers have an because customers are cannot be standardized process, or customer choice, choosing the customer cannot be a standard process. Therefore, the outcome can be different, and the transaction outcomes can be different. Since they become different, it is a challenge for a marketer. Some of the probable solutions here is having a strong selection and training program. As I have shared with you, that if you have a very strong system, strong HR system, which is going to identify the right kind of skill set, right kind of people, and right kind of training programs to bring the service provider at the same levels, probably there is a likely possibility of standardizing the service to a large extent. Second is innovative techniques for providing the services. So if you have innovative techniques, probably use of technology can be brought in, or a likely possibility of innovating in some or the other method will help you deliver standardized product. Similarly, achieving standardization to, as I have shared with you, that if you start focusing on standardization, there is a likely possibility of you reducing the characteristics called inseparability, or the challenge which is coming out of inseparability can be reduced to a large extent if you have highly standardized product. Or if you develop a distribution network with a lot of quality control mechanism, as we see that if you want to expand your business, you need to have a distribution mechanism, or you need to have decentralized service distribution mechanism, which will enable you to reach the customer faster and in the way the customer wants it. Because today we are all moving towards customer centricity. So if you wish to reach the customer the way customer wants, probably you will have to have enough of quality processes in place to ensure that customer is happy about receiving the services. So you will have to develop processes and mechanisms. A lot of companies are now focusing in this domain. One of the simplest or best example when you talk about services and spread of services in the system, Javed Habib Parlors, their presence is in roughly 24 states. Number of outlets are 414, and presence in the cities is 90 cities. So they are present in 90 cities. So when you have this kind of service, which is a haircut service where customer has to be a part of service production, you will have to have a lot of standardized system. You will have to have a lot of standardized processes. So this is a simplest example which enables you to understand how this probably Javed Habib Parlors are doing, and what have they done to ensure that the variability is removed, which is another important characteristic in the service domain business. Since services are highly labor intensive, this variability is coming out of this as a characteristic of service, because every labor will definitely try to deliver his way, or the way he has learned to deliver the service mechanism or the service system or the services. And so involvement of a person or involvement of a human creates this variability or heterogeneity part of it. It is absolutely difficult to get uniform outcomes always from human beings, because as a part of nature itself, humans are driven by their moods, humans are driven by their environment, and therefore when you talk about the outcomes coming out of humans in terms of service, it is very difficult to get always uniform production. No two customers are alike in their demands. We have already discussed, and we are again, I bring you a point here, that two customers who walk into a service system will have little variation in their demands. So example, two customers who come for haircut example will not have the exact demand that I need the same cut probably which you did it, and probably he will not have the same hair probably which the earlier customer has, and therefore the demands of the two customers will never be same, and therefore there is going to be a variation in the service outcome or the transaction. I have shared with you that service depends largely on the moods of the producer and the customer, and the pattern of the day or the pattern of the business or the environment of the business. So a lot of factors are involved, or a lot of parameters are involved when we talk about the service delivery process, service delivery mechanism, and therefore variabilities and offshoot of all these moods and elements which are little beyond the control of the service provider. Though a lot of efforts are being taken nowadays to ensure that the service providers are in the best of their moods, they are in the happy mood to deliver happy services to the customer. The other parameter is difficulty in achieving standardization, which we have seen that because of all the above parameters which I have discussed just now, standardization becomes difficult. Though efforts are being made to standardize services to the last extent. Difficulty in setting quality controls. It is said and discussed again that measuring first of all the quality of service, that itself is a challenge. Now since performance measurement or quality measurement systems in services is very very challenging or very very difficult, and therefore quality controls or the norms of controlling the quality is a challenge, and that creates a lot of variability in the process. Some of the assignable reasons are still manageable, but lot of parameters in the service domain are unassignable, means the reasons for that quality gaps are not known to the service provider. And if you do not know the reasons for quality failures, it is difficult to measure and then maintain the quality, and that is another challenge when you talk about service business. Next is the determination of quality only after the performance. We all know that services cannot be you cannot taste a service, you will have to experience the service. So if you want to experience the service, the quality parameters will be only known when you experience the service. So performance of the service will be known only once you have experienced the service. So quality determination is only happening when the customer has consumed. So a lot of tests will have to be performed before you actually serve the customer to the final customer. So pre-test and other parameters of prototyping of the services will have to be into practice before you actually start delivering. So companies are now taking a lot of help from the customer, from the known customers, to ensure that services are up to the mark, services are delivered as per the quality requirements of the customer, and there is a lot of process involved when you talk about reducing the variability. But in spite of doing all that, variability is still a big characteristic of the service, and it will continue to be there because human elements are being always used in the service delivery mechanism. Some of the strategies which may help to reduce your variability is ask for standardization and high performance. Only if the customers and the service provider, both of them, decide that there is a need for standardization, and if they demand for standardization, there is a likely possibility of me reducing the variability aspect. Second important aspect is the focus on training. Now, training is one part which can actually help reduce the variability. The best example is our military services. When you talk about soldiers, probably they come with different backgrounds, but when you see military, you will never find that they have come from different background. They are all seen as one unit. So they have been trained properly, enough of training, and a lot of invention or interventions in terms of their training requirement have been identified. They are trained to perfection. So if the organizations understand this concept and they start implementing this concept in the services, I am sure that over a period of time, this variability aspect will not be zero, but it will move towards zero. So it will be reduced to a large extent. Position variation as a strength of innovation. So as a part of strategy, a lot of innovation will have to be brought into the picture so that these variations are reduced. Promotion of research and innovation. Largely, companies in India do not spend enough on research, but if there is some spending which is there on the research parameters, and there is some spend on innovations, if people are allowed to do some experiments with the customers, then only probably some innovations and research will happen. If that happens and if this is allowed for the allowed by the service providers to his employees, there is some scope in reducing the variability. Customer services with standardized processes. The moment you start customizing the services, probably we'll say that variability will be there because you are customizing the services. But if your processes are standard, if the processes are standard, then the impact on the transaction will be same and the variability will be less. So we'll still customize the service as per the need of the customer, but because of the standard processes, the experience to the customer will be similar or same. So variability can be reduced thereby. Some of the implications of this variability or heterogeneity on the marketing is service delivery and customer satisfaction depends on employees and customer action. So since there is a lot of variability, you are never sure that customer is going to be happy with this service delivery or no. So this is one of the important element, and one has to focus on reducing this heterogeneity part of it. Service quality depends on many uncontrollable factors. Now there are there is a model called Grundrisse model, which we'll discuss over a period of time in terms of what is the service quality levels and what is the service quality gaps. There are so many factors which are responsible for service quality, and a lot of factors are uncontrollable factors because customer is also a part of the service production mechanism, and therefore that is a challenge when you talk about marketing as an aspect. The other parameter is there is no sure knowledge that services delivered matches what was planned and promoted. See, this is something which is on the spot delivery, the on the spot manufacturing. So whenever you are doing something on the spot, in spite of all the planning, all the management systems in place, there is one element, and that is customer. So this element called customer is not in your hand totally. So there will be some parameter which is beyond your planning mechanism. There will be something called uncertainty with the customer which he is going to bring in while production, and therefore our customer mood can be one of the parameters of unplanned parameter, and therefore even after having a lot of knowledge in terms of all this, the delivery of services cannot be 100% as per the design or as per the customer norms. Some of the variabilities which we have seen is in terms of customer arrival. So customers can be late, customers can be on time, which is not in your control. You can only help the customer, you can send reminders to the customer, but this is not in the hands of the service provider. Customers have a habit of requesting and they have a habit of changing things or requesting the change at the last moment. So this is again, though you can have a system that last minute changes will not be accepted, but customers will bring in variability by bringing in last minute request. Capability, when we talk about variation in the ability to perform to the needs of the customer, there is going to be change because human interventions will be there, and therefore this variability, this increases the variability of the service provider. When you talk about the effort as one of the component of variability, customers will have customer will have varying degrees of energy on the task of receiving the services. In terms of warehouse or the shopping being done at one or the other place, or the parking system, or many other parameters. So a lot of efforts are there in terms of you trying to satisfy the customer, but there are a lot of variability aspects in terms of effort being put in for satisfying the customer, which will keep on varying from with regards to the customer, with regards to the service provider itself. So there are a lot of parameters which impact the customer variability, and this one thing is there which avoids or which enables you to provide a standard service to the customer. Some of the implications of simultaneous production and consumptions are that the customer participates, and therefore it has a direct impact or affects the transaction of the service. Second is customer directly affects the production, or it can influence the service provider. Third is employee affects the service outcome. The mood of the employee, the background of the employee, the educational background of the employee, or the attitude of the employee can have a direct impact on the outcome of the service. One of the parameters could be decentralized patterns of the services. Since the moment you decentralize services, probably the control mechanism which you wish to put in place to control the quality of the services, in spite of doing a lot of efforts, there is going to be some variability, there is going to be some changes when you have decentralized service delivery system. Mass production is always difficult because you don't have too much of control, and the moment you are trying to produce a service at customer's place or customers are coming to you for consumption of services, since they are at a different location, quality control processes, quality control norms, the delivery being provided by the service providers, there are a lot of factors which can impact the standard service production mechanism. And these are some of the important elements because of which there is an impact in the service processes and service manufacturing processes.
Now we are going to discuss something on sector-based classification. We have discussed about the characteristics of services in terms of intangibility, separability, variability, perishability. So those were the characteristics of services. Now we are going to discuss what is this classification in terms of distribution or in terms of production or in terms of personal services. So we will understand that how are we going to classify the services. So when this classification is largely into four areas. One is the distributive services. When I say distributive service, we are talking about that sector where we are talking about distribution of services to the masses. So when you distribute the services to the masses, we are talking about a service classification which is for masses, for consumption of large number of people, thereby probably direct intervention of the service provider or the human is not taking place with the customer, but there is a distribution of services which is happening. Second is the production service, which is largely into producing the services as and when required by the customer. It could be in terms of the data, data is available and you are producing the service for the customer, or there is some system, some knowledge which is available and you are trying to produce a service for the customer. So that service category gets into the production. I will give you examples of all these services also. When you talk about the social services, it could be the hospitals, it could be the government services, it could be education. Wherein we are talking about social upliftment, social development, the overall progress, there can be an intervention by the government, it can be consultancy, it can be any area, it can be an NGO service, it can be any service which largely falls under the social category of service. Last but not the least is the personal services, wherein we are talking about services being provided to an individual. So when you provide a service to an individual, it falls under the category of personal services. So largely four bases for classification: the distributive services, the production services, the social service, and the personal service. So here comes the examples. When you talk about the distributive service, we are talking about providing the services to the masses. So example could be the service provider like telecom service provider, the transport service provider, the electricity service provider, or any other service provider who provides his services to the masses. Next is the production. When you say production of service for the requirement of the customer or to fulfill the requirement of the customer, they are in terms of financial services, the banking, the insurance, the accounting, or the accountancy services which are provided to the customer based on the requirements of the customer. The services are being produced and delivered to the customer. Third, we have already discussed the social services, which are like postal services or the education services or services provided by NGOs for upliftment, for the betterment of the society. So those services fall under the social category. Fourth and the last one is the personal category or the classification, which is the personal services, largely to deal where an individual is directly coming in contact with a service provider. Here the services could be the legal services, could be the services provided by the doctor, services provided by a beautician or by any parlor. So those services fall under the category of personal services.